Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
But I will trust in the Lord
Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Proverbs 3:5-6 say, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen. Amen. I believe. And I want to encourage you all today to believe that the storm will soon be over. Believe that you'll smile again. Believe that God is a healer. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for God. Lord, we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus today. We thank you once again for tuning in to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We greet you. In the awesome name of Jesus, for there is no other name whereby given among men that we must be saved. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We're on this radio broadcast Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. East of Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. We're here to encourage. We're here to enlighten. We're here to inspire. We're here to enrich. We're here to empower souls to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus without apology. Amen. We have been mandated to teach and preach this gospel, but we're not ashamed. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. We thank you for tuning in. We ask you to continue to keep your ears open to hear what thus says the Lord, and to also keep your eyes open. For the Bible says men should always pray, but not that only we should pray, but we have to watch as we pray. So, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, God, thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your kindness. We come to you with a grateful heart today, God. We come to you with a sincereness of heart. We come to you as humble as we can. Lord, we come to you looking to you because without you, God, we can do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Oh, God, we know that there's nothing impossible to you. You've already encouraged us last week, and you encouraged us on yesterday. And even today, God, I believe you have a word of encouragement to let those that are out in radio land, those that may be listening on the internet live, and even those that may go back into the archives, Lord, encourage them and let them know that there's nothing too hard for you. There's no difficulty that you can't work out. There's no problem. There's no situations that you can't work out. Hallelujah. For all power is given unto you, Lord. You have power in heaven, and you have power on earth. And Lord God, we thank you for your power today. We thank you, God, for being attentive to all of our needs. We asking you to continue to keep that hedge about us. Lord God, we asking you to continue to let your blood cover us everywhere we go. Cover our families, God. Cover this nation. Hallelujah. Cover your leaders, Lord God. Oh, God, we asking you to illuminate them. We asking you, Lord God, to continue to strengthen them, continue to keep them with a vision. For you said, where there's no vision, the people will perish. Oh, God, but you would that none of us would perish, but all of us would come into the knowledge of your dear Son. Oh, God, we come to you because, again, God, hallelujah, we need you. We're dependent upon you, God. You are the God of mercy. You are the God of grace. You are long suffering, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your long suffering. We thank you for your patience. We thank you for your kindness, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for when men count us out, God. You already have us in the fight. Hallelujah. We realize, Lord God, that this race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but to those that endure to the end. Help us to endure this fight, God. Help us to stay in this race. Ah, yes, it's going to get difficult sometime. Ah, yes, sometimes you won't be able to see your way. Hallelujah. Yes, men are going to persecute you. Yes, you're going to be tested and tried. Oh, God, but we're looking unto the hills from whence cometh our help. We know that all of our help, God, it comes from you. Oh, God, for you are the God that'll never fail. You the God that can't lie. You are the God of heaven and earth. God, if we look into you, Jesus, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, God, when our heart is overwhelmed, God, some of us have been overwhelmed. Some of us, hallelujah, been ready to throw in the towel. Some of us have been ready to get out the fight. Oh, but I come to bring you the good news today. I came to bring you the good news today to stay in this race, because it ain't over till God says it's over. Stay in this race. Hallelujah. Put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. Put on your full armor. Hallelujah. Put on the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. Put on the breastplate of righteousness today. Hallelujah. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. God, we know, God, that you are the one that's able to deliver us, God. You are the one that's able to touch these frail bodies, God, for you are healer. You are deliverer. You are mind regulator. You are heart fixer. Everything that we need, God, is in you today. Help us, Lord God, to be attentive to your word. Help us to be attentive to what you're calling for us to do in these last and evil days. Oh, God, don't let us get weary in well-doing. For you said in your word that we would reap if we faint not. You told us to wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah, wait upon your God. Hallelujah, we need strength to wait upon your life. Lord, hallelujah, for you said, hey, and wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You said we shall mount up with wings as an eagle. We should run and not be weary, and we would walk and not faint. Oh, God, teach us how to wait on you. While we're waiting, God, we don't want to murmur. We don't want to complain, but we want to wait until you show up, because you already promised us in your word that there would be glory after this. I come to encourage you today to let you know that after you've gone through the fire, after you've went through the test, after the flood have almost overtaken you, that there will be glory after this. Hallelujah. For God said, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. God said, if you denounce those hidden things, you're going to reign with me. He said to lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us. Oh, when you put those things away, God will have to come in. God will come to your rescue, and he won't tarry. God won't tarry. He'll come in when you think not. God, sometimes we think we're falling. Sometimes we think we're at our wits' end. Sometimes we think that we're on the edge of the cliff. Hallelujah. We can't see no help. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, my God is a helper. God will come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he said, I'll raise up a standard against them. All you got to do is stand firm. Stand firm. Be like the children of Israel when God led them out the Red Sea. Hallelujah. He told Moses to stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. All we got to do is stand back. Quit taking matters into our own hands. Oh, God, this was supposed to be opening prayer. Oh, but I hear the Lord speaking to somebody right now. He said, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. He said, heaven, I brought you out. Oh, God, I don't want to get before myself because you gave me a word to give to your people today. Hallelujah. But I'm going a little bit fast. Help me to slow down right now, God. Oh, God, help me to get my composure together to be able to teach this word that you have given us on today, that it would encourage somebody. It would give them another hope. Hallelujah. Another hope to let them know that it ain't over yet. I don't know who's on the line today. I can't see the switchboard. Hallelujah. But let me know. Let me tell you today. That whoever call into this line today, God has a word for you. So don't sign off. God has a word for you today. Hallelujah. And he want to encourage you and let you know that there's nothing too hard for God. You see, when God gives us a subject and it flows over, that means God is not through. That means he still has somebody he wants to hear this word. I remember on Sunday, Sister Ruby, Sister Carter, myself, and Sister Dawn was on the line, and then we had a call in. I think her name was Teresa. I'm not sure. But anyway, she called in from Virginia. Hallelujah. And she called in at the last minute. But I had opened up, and I began to pray for the rain. I began to pray for the latter rain to fall. And we was about to close out the prayer on Sunday morning. And she called in right before we closed it out. And I knew God had put that in my spirit to pray for the rain. And she called in and she began to tell us about she was going to have a dissertation. Amen. And she was also praying for a job. Hallelujah. And God to bring some changes in her life. And I said, Lord, that's why you told me to call on the rain. That's why you asked me to petition heaven for some rain. Not for that physical rain that we could see. Some of us need to be touched naturally and spiritually. Physically and emotionally, we need to be touched in every area of our life. The total man needs to be restored. We don't need restoration in one area, but we need restoration in all areas of our lives, because the Bible also says, first natural and then spiritual. We want to be so spiritual. Hey, hallelujah. We can't even enjoy one another in the natural. Hey, well, how can you say, hallelujah, that you love the Lord and you see me every day and you don't have no love and no compassion for me? Well, because guess what? We're trying to be so spiritual till we won't even embrace one another in the natural. Oh, God, but God is calling for reformation. Hallelujah. He's calling for some change in our lives. God want to bless us, people of God. He want to bless us. And I want to share with you today what the Lord has given me. We were supposed to have a speaker on tomorrow. Minister Michael Davis will be speaking for us out of Stockton, California. And on Thursday, Mother Mildred Richards will be here. And then on Friday, Provoke Fridays, Pastor Hamilton will be here. But I have this assignment today. Amen, amen. God, I don't want you all to be so disturbed. I'm in a place where I'm like right off the street, so you may hear a little traffic. I don't know, but it's kind of where you could hear a little something. But we're going to get through this segment. We're going to get through this segment because I believe God has something to say on today. So, Lord, we bless you today. Give us the word to speak to for your people, Lord God. Let somebody be encouraged today. Let somebody hear this word, and after they hear it, apply it to their lives. Lord, the word has to be applicable in our lives. If we never make it applicable to our lives, then God can't move in our behalf. And we're asking a question. Our destiny focus last week and even this week is anything too hard for God? And I want you to know from Genesis to Revelation, you can find something in these books, the 66 books of the Bible. And then there were some more books that wasn't even recorded. Amen. But in these 66 books that we have recorded, we can find something in there, something that was miraculous, something that God did to show the people who he was, to prove to them that it's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. So I want to invite your attention today, hallelujah, to the book of Judges. Hey, we know when we go to the book of Judges, this was a time when there were judges in the land. Amen. There were judges in the land, and that was before God decided to give them kings. God had judges in the land, and we're going to talk about one of the young men that God made a judge in that land for almost 20 years. So I want you to get your Bibles. Get your Bibles. If you don't have your Bibles, then take down these chapters and these verses. We're going to read a little bit today. And Sister Ruby did an awesome job on yesterday talking about, is there anything too hard for God? She began to elaborate and went from Genesis, and then she went on over to the New Testament. But she told the story about Abraham and Sarah, how she was barren. Then she went on into Hagar. She had a son before the promised son, Isaac, was born. And then she went on and told how Isaac met Rebekah and how Rebekah had these two boys, these twin boys, Esau and Jacob, and how those 12 tribes was born out of Jacob, who the Lord changed his name from Jacob to Israel. So she did a marvelous job. Now we're in the book of Judges today, and we're going to tell you about this young man that God called. And the moral of this story is to encourage you that whom God called, he'll qualify. And whom he qualifies, he'll justify. So you have to be sure of your calling. So if I had a subtopic, I would use answer the call. Answer the call. And that would be my subtopic for today. Is anything too hard for God? Well, answer the call. If you answer the call, that which you seem or you deem impossible, once you answer the call, it becomes possible, because there's nothing impossible for God. All things are possible to them that believe. Believe. You have to believe that it's possible. You have to believe that you can come out. You have to believe that there's nothing too hard for God. We just can't quote these things as cliches. We can't quote them as old wise fables. We have to believe this word. Take this word as face value. Initiate your blessing. And how do you initiate your blessing? You initiate your blessing by initiating your faith. Amen? So let's go to Judges chapter 6. And I'm going to do like Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby called it, study the word. So we're going to study this word a little bit today about this young man, this powerful warrior that God called. But I want y'all to see while we're reading what God is trying to do for his people. God always wants his people to be blessed. God always wants us to be exalted and going to another level. He don't want us to be stagnant. He don't want us to be disoriented. He don't want us to be depressed or oppressed. He must rise up and answer the call. Amen. So let's go. We're going to read a little bit. Chapter 6. Judges, chapter 6. And this particular subject was beginning to, was talking about sin. But we're going to show you how God, after they repented, after they acknowledged their sins, and God was not pleased with them, God sent them help. But I'm telling you, it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Don't let a God get angry with your people. Hallelujah. If God is on your side, keep on living right. Keep on doing what thus say the Lord, and God will continue to allow you to answer the call. So that's our subtopic today. Answer the call. Ah, he that asks, hallelujah, he shall receive. He that seeks shall find. And he that knock, the door shall be open. We're talking about answering the call today. And our subject is anything too hard for God? So let me read chapter 6, verse 1, we're going to start at. And the children, because you have to get the gist of what God is saying. If you don't understand what's happening, then you're left confused. You're left puzzled. And we don't want to confuse anybody. Hallelujah. Because God is not a God of confusion. So it reads as thus. And the children of Israel did evil. And this is, we're studying the word today. In the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. Listen at this. The children of Israel, now remember, he had been already brought them out. He brought them out of Egypt. But after they came out, they did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midians, their enemies. 7 years they were in their hand. And verse 2 says, and the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. So they were afraid. So they were in, they made dens in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And I'm reading out the King James Version. And they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till they come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel. Listen, people. They came in and they destroyed everything that they had worked for, and they left nothing for them, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. Now, you know grasshoppers are little small insects. For both they and their camels were without number. And they entered into the land to destroy it. So they came as grasshoppers. They came as they were small in their sight. But in the midst of their sight, then they became giants. And they came in and they destroyed that land. In verse 6, and Israel was greatly impoverished. Hallelujah, they were impoverished. They didn't have nothing. Ah, it was poor. It was sad because of the Midianites. They took everything that they had. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Now listen, people of God. We can't wait until trouble comes to cry unto the Lord. We have to cry unto the Lord before the trouble comes. Because once we cry unto the Lord, then we can get God to reverse that thing. And the trouble won't even befall us. But they said, did the Bible, the children of Israel, they cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass. So they saw their condition. Then they begin to cry out to the Lord. But when they had an opportunity to really praise God and to really give God some glory and to worship him, guess what? They did evil in the sight of the Lord. And that's why they allowed their enemies to overtake them. Oh, but follow the story, people of God. Follow the story today, because God is speaking to somebody today. And he wants you to know, I don't care what come upon you. I want you to stand, and I want you to answer the call. I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to fear. I want you to trust in me. Because remember, there's nothing too hard for God. Okay, and we're at verse 8. Okay, let's go back to 7. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet. You see, God always have a prophet. God always have a messenger that's going to give you a word from the Lord. So it said that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt. Listen at what God is telling us. He said, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians. All this I have done for you. And out of the hand of all that oppressed you, when you were being oppressed, God delivered you and drove them out from before you and gave you their land. God said, I brought you out of Egypt. I brought you out of all of the hands of the enemies that oppress you, and I drove your enemies out from among you, and I gave you the enemy land. Isn't that something? God said he would give us houses, Sister Albertine, that we didn't build. Sister D, he told us he would give us vineyards that we didn't plant, but we have to trust him. We have to answer the call, and let's move on, because God is trying to say something today. And verse 9 said, verse 10, and I said unto you, for those that call in late, we had Judges, chapter 6, verse 10, and I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. God is telling them, he's telling them to pay attention to what I've done for you. Pay attention to how I brought you out. But he said, even in the midst of me blessing you and bringing you out and giving you the land of your enemies, you all turn your back on me. He said, because you failed to obey my voice. But now we're going on into how this judge that ruled for 20 years, how God allowed him to answer the call. This is talking about, and that judge was Gideon. And we're going to read about Gideon and some of his acts and how God delivered the children of Israel again. Somebody say, he'll do it again. Ah, hallelujah. God will do it again and again and again and again if you would answer the call. Remember, the lesson is, if anything too hard for God. So let's read. Verse 11 says, and there came an angel. Again, now he sent the prophet up at the top to tell him something. Now he's sending an angel to speak to his servant. And there came an angel of the Lord and said unto Noah, which was in Ophrah, and that pertained unto Joash the Abizarite, and his son Gideon. Gideon is the one we're going to talk about today. Threshed wheat by the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. So he was in a corner. He was hidden from the enemy, and he was threshing wheat by the wine press, because remember, they had took everything that the Israelites had. They were impoverished. They didn't have anything. So he found a little hidden place where he was able to by the wine press. And listen, verse 12 says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. The angel appeared unto Gideon and told him that the Lord is with you, Gideon. You are a mighty man of valor. When God has said who you are, don't let your friends or your family or your co-workers or your laborers in the gospel, don't let them disclaim what God says that you are. If God said you are the head, don't let no devil in hell tell you that you're the tail. If God said you're going to be the lender and not the borrower, you stand on what God said. Stand on what the angel of the Lord speaks to you. Excuse me, because God will still send an angel to talk to you. He sent an angel to tell Gideon that the Lord is with you, and you are a mighty man of valor. And Gideon, I'm at 13, and Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, he's talking to the angel, why then is all this befallen us? Hallelujah. Gideon is asking this angel, well, what is going on? Tell me what's going on. If the Lord is with us and I'm a mighty man of valor, why are we living in an impoverished condition? Why are we in need? Why are we in lack? Why aren't the Lord providing for us like he promised us? He said we are his people. Well, you know why God failed to provide for them? Because they became disobedient. They failed to obey God, and they began to walk in the ways of their own conscience. They began to walk in the way of wickedness and evil. God is not pleased with wickedness and evil. He's not pleased with it. So Gideon said, why have all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles? Listen there, Gideon. Now that's bold. He's talking to the angel, not the angel of the Lord. And he said, and where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of? See, he said, what happens to all the miracles? My grandfather and my grandmother, they told us about all the miracles that the God of their fathers performed. What happened? Is he not God anymore? Huh? Is it too hard for him to do now? What happened? He can't perform no miracles no more. He can't bring us out anymore. Okay, he said, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? That's what Gideon is saying. He brought us out of Egypt for us to die, for our enemies to triumph over us. No. But now the Lord had forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. So Gideon is asking the angel, what is going on? You brought us out of Egypt. Now you done put us in the hand of our enemies for 7 years. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I said thee? So the angel began to tell Gideon. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might. Gideon, I have strengthened you for this battle. You don't know what you're going to have to go through, but I already know. I have already equipped you with the full armor, Sister Patrice. God said, put on the full armor, Sister Ruby. You already are equipped. We have been equipped. But if we think in our little minds we can't do nothing, then we've already defeated. We are living in a defeated status. But God wants us to live in a victorious status. For we are more than conquerors. Gideon was a conqueror. I am a conqueror. And you got to tell yourself that every day. I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Now listen what God said. The Lord said, have I not sent thee? What is he telling Gideon? He sent the angel to tell Gideon that I am with you. got to send somebody to tell you I'm with you. He sent me today to tell you God is with you, Sister Millie, if you're on the line. If you're not, you can go back and listen later. God is with you. You are a mighty woman of valor. The angel told Gideon he was a mighty man of valor. Let's go on. In verse 15, it says, and he said unto him, this is Gideon now talking, oh, my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? He said, he questioned the Lord, Lord, how am I going to save Israel? I'm just a young man. I ain't got nothing going on. And you know my family is poor. Come on now. He said, behold, listen at it. That was before I went before myself, but it's going to read the same way. Behold, Gideon said, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. You know God will take the least and make you the greatest. He'll take the one that you think not and cause him to reign over you. He'll take the one that you don't even care nothing about, and God will raise him up. Oh, excuse me a minute. Talk like this. Hallelujah. Because you know we got favoritism. If there's somebody, excuse me, we don't like, or we don't have anything good to say about them. But you better keep your mouth off of God's people, because you don't know who God's going to raise up. You don't know who's going to have to bring you a glass of water. Oh, let me go on. He said, I am the least in my father's house. So Gideon, he's taking the humble role. Remember our subject a week or two ago, grace to the humble. God gives grace to the humble. So Gideon is letting him know, I'm the least in my brother's house. I'm the black sheep. I'm like David. You know, I'm the little young shepherd boy. Hallelujah. But God anointed David king. Yeah, the last one. So whom you think not? You don't know who God is going to use. But if you answer the call, God will use you. God will use anybody that answers the call. That's awesome. Answer the call, okay? And the Lord said unto him, surely, listen what God said, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. God said, as one man, Gideon, you're going to smite them. What you mean, smite? You're going to kill the Midianites, and they won't trouble you anymore. Oh, God'll do that for you. He said, I'll make your enemy your footstool. I'll make your enemy be at peace with you. Oh, let's move on. Let's move on quickly. And he said unto him, and see, this is how you can prove God. See, God told us to prove him. He said, prove me, put me to the test. What do you mean, prove? When you're trying to prove something, you're testing something. You're trying it out to see if it's all that it is claiming to be. So that's what we got to do with the Lord. He said, prove me herewith that I won't open up the window. He said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And he said, prove me after you've done it. Prove me that I won't open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing. Prove me when, if you don't sow a seed into this ministry, I'll overtake you and bless you. Oh, y'all better watch who you're sowing into. Hey, glory to God. Make sure you're sowing into some good ground. This is good ground, and I ain't petitioning for nothing, but I'm giving you what the Lord has given me today. And I said, Lord, this is a little expensive. He said, but you know what? I want them to answer the call. Answer the call. Become like Gideon and answer the call. All right. And he said unto him, this is now Gideon talking back to the Lord. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. So Gideon is telling the Lord, Lord, if I found favor in your sight, if I found grace in your sight, grace means favor. If you have favored me, show me a sign. Give me a sign and let me know that you are talking with me, that this is really you. You know, you got to try the spirit. They got so many false prophets out here. Hallelujah. Everybody's an apostle. Apostle. apostle this, apostle that, and they ain't living nothing. Yes, I said it. The Bible said, be ye holy. You can't preach one thing and live another thing. You got to walk circumspectly before God. You got to answer the call. And when you answer the call, God will come to your rescue. Hey, you know, Moshaya, God will come to your rescue, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord today. So Gideon saying, I need a sign, Lord. I need to know that you're with me. Let me go quickly. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my presence and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. So Gideon is telling the angel, don't leave. You know, in those days when an angel came and spoke a word to the people always prepared a meal for them where they could go on their merry way. They wanted to wash their feet and give them something to eat where they where their journey can be a little more pleasurable. Amen? Amen. So, and Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes and an ephah, and he put all of that in the pot, and he brought it and set it under the oak and presented it to the angel. And verse 20, I'm at verse 20, chapter 6, Judges chapter 6, for those that may have called in later, we're at verse 20. We're talking about answering the call of thee. And the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Now, Gideon had already asked for a sign, so the angel is going to give him a sign to let him know that God sent him to give him this word, to let him know that they were going to defeat the Midianites and they won't be oppressed anymore, not by the Midianites, but they went through some other things. Amen. So he said, take the flesh and unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord, we're talking about the angel of the Lord, put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock. Ah, look at God. God will show up when you need him. Hey, glory to God. And there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. So the Lord had gave Gideon the sign that he wanted to know if the Lord was really there talking to him. And verse 22 said, and when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, 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 at last, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. You know you can't look upon the Lord God and live, not in those days. So when you saw anything visible of the Lord, you just knew that death was coming to you instantly. But God said, you shall not die, Gideon. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. What does Jehovah Shalom mean? God, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Shalom, that is Jehovah God. He's our peace. Oh, you need to praise Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. Until this day, it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass that same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy bow. We're going to skip down. Let's skip down. And go to verse 28 now. And when the men of the city rose in the early morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down, and that was by it. And the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. Now we're coming into the meat of what God was trying to really show him. Now let's go to verse 30. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, bring out thy son. See, after those, that Baal, that altar, that false altar, that Baal that they had built, Gideon had destroyed it. So the men of the city heard about it. In verse 30, they say, then the men of the city said unto Joash, Joash was Gideon's father. Uh-huh. And they said to Joash, Gideon's father, bring out thy son that he may die. Huh?
See, they wanted to kill Gideon, but they don't know Gideon was sent to take them all out. Because he answered the call, because he had cast down the altar of Baal, and because he had cut down the grove that was by. And Joash said, this is Gideon's father said unto all that stood against him, will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? Look at what the father is asking him. You're going to plead for a God that can't answer? You're going to plead for a God that can't deliver? You're going to plead for this God that don't have any power? You better watch these false prophets. You better watch these false apostles and prophets and false leaders. They're out in the land, and they come in sheep clothing, but they're ravening wolves. Oh, God, I bless you today. He said, will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death while it is yet morning. If he be a God, listen at Gideon's father, saying, if Baal be a God, let him plead for himself, because one has cast down his altar. Hallelujah. And then he went on, he said, therefore on that day he called them Jerubbaal. He changed changed Gideon's name to Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he had thrown down his altar. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together, and they went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But listen to this. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet. And Abiezer, was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher and Zebulun. Now these was Jacob's sons, and unto Naphtali. And they came up to meet them. And Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by mine hand. Now, why are you asking God that? When God already told Gideon earlier, he told him in that same chapter, in verse 14, he said, I've called you, and you're going to save Israel. Now Gideon asking him again. He said, if thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. He's saying, you already told me this, Lord. Behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor. Again, he's putting a fleece out to the Lord because he want to be sure that God is with him. And if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth besides, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. He said, if the dew be on the fleece, and it be dried up on all the earth beside, then I'm going to know, Lord, that you're going to save us by your hand, as thou hast already sent the angel to tell me. In verse 38, says, and it was so. For he rose up early on the morrow and thrust the fleece together and wringed the dew out of the fleece and a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Gideon said, Lord, one more time, I need to know that you're with me. And it's good to see God. It's good to wait on God. It's good to get an answer for God. It's good to be certain that God is talking to you, because the devil talks to God. But Gideon wanted to know that this was surely of the Lord. So he said, I pray thee but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon the ground let there be dew. So now Gideon is reversing what he said. First, he wanted it to be wet. He wanted to be wet on the ground, and then the fleece. Now he's saying, let the fleece be dry, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Let me tell you, people, we serve a God that can't lie. We serve a God that is faithful. We serve a God that will come to our rescue. We serve a God that can bring us out, Sister Albertine. Do you believe that God can bring you out? All right, now let's go. We're going to show you how God allowed Gideon to defeat the Midianites. But the Lord only allowed Gideon to defeat the Midianites because of the specific instructions he gave him. And Gideon followed it to the letter. Let's read a little bit. Remember, his name was changed to Jerubbaal. To Jerubbaal. Amen. So then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, this is Gideon we're talking about, and all the people that were with him, rose up early, and they pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the hosts of the Midianites were on the north side of them, by the hill of Moreh, in the valley. Okay, we're winding now. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. So the Lord is saying, you got too many folks with you. See, we get caught up in these crowds. Let me just divert for a minute. Hallelujah. Let me just tell you this. We all get caught up into the numbers. God ain't into no numbers. The only numbers God is interested in is the two or three. And that's in the word, in Mark. Hallelujah. He said, if there are two or three gathered, touching, and agreeing in my name, he said, I'll be in the midst. Hallelujah. It don't take a whole lot of folks to accomplish what God have assigned us to do. Gideon didn't need all them folks. But let's continue to read. Cause see, y'all listening to me. But I want to, the Lord is allowing me to document this stuff today. Hallelujah. God wants you to see this for yourself. So that, Sister Ruby had studied the word yesterday, and we're coming back today with we studying the word. Because guess what? God wants us to read this word. Search the scripture. Study. In 2 Timothy, it said 3:15, study to show thyself approved. Sister Ruby said that. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Now, the Lord gave me this today. Hallelujah. I was waiting on confirmation for a speaker. And the Lord said, I want you to tell them, I need everyone that trusted in me, everyone that's calling on me, I need you to answer the call. And if you answer the call, then nothing. It's too hard for me to do for you. But you got to answer. You must answer the call. Gideon answered the call. Hallelujah. Woo, God, I bless you today. Let's go. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many. I got to read this again. Because I want you to understand that sometimes you might have to walk alone. Sometimes you might just have to have two or three people with you. He don't want these thousands of folks. And I don't have nothing against those that have 1,000 followers. That's good. But guess what? You better know them that labor among you. You better know who you're following. And you better know who in your midst. Because they got some wicked folks out there. They got some false prophets. They got some spies that then came into your camp. To spy out your liberty. And guess what? If there's too many, God told Gideon, you got too many folks with you. Oh, God, I bless you for being one God, one Lord. Hallelujah. I bless you, Lord God, because you God by yourself. But let's finish this lesson today. He said, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. Lest Israel bind themselves against me, saying, mine own hand has saved me. See, God ain't going to let nobody take his glory. He's not going to let no man take his glory. He said, you got too many folks. If I let y'all win this battle with all these folks y'all got, then y'all will start walking in y'all own pride. Y'all will start walking in your own arrogancy. Y'all will start saying, I did this thing. like Saul got jealous of David when the women began to sing. Said David, Saul killed his 1,000, but David killed his 10,000. Saul got angry. So the Lord said, no, 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 baby. I'm going to tell you how to do this thing, Gideon, because you ain't going, and you're not going to get no glory, and none of the people with you going to get any. I'm going to get the glory today because I'm going to give the Midianites into your hands. I'm going to allow you to attack them. I'm going to allow you to smite them. Oh, let's go on. Let's go on. He said, verse 3, we're at chapter 7, Judges chapter 7. I don't know why the Lord got, somebody's on this line. I need this word today, and I need it. I'm getting it for myself today. He said, answer the call. Is there anything too hard for God? Subtopic today, answer the call. Hallelujah. Now, therefore, we at verse 3. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, ha, God don't want no cowards with him. He said, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. God said, guess what? If you're fearful, if you're afraid, I don't need you. Return back to your tents. Return back to your caves. I need some strong and able men that's able to meet this challenge, that's able to not retreat, that's able to go forward, that's able to say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, that's able to trust in me and know that I'm going to deliver them. Oh, glory to God. He said, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And their return, listen, I want y'all to hear this. If you don't get nothing else out this message, get this, because God is telling somebody today to answer the call. And their return of the people, 20 and 2,000. How many is that? 20 and 2,000. That's 22,000. And there remained 10,000. So this is telling me that that was 32,000 people Gideon had with him. Now, as we read along, you're gonna see how the Lord moved in little and less. See, we want to be great, but God will take little, and he'll take little or nothing, and it'll become much. And verse 4 say, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. He said, you still got too many with you. Them 10,000 you got, they're still too many. He said, bring them down into the water. Now God is really testing him. He said, bring the 10,000 that you have with you to the water, and I will try them for thee there. The Lord said, I'm going to try those 10,000 for you. Because God, remember, God already know the end. He know what the end going to be at the very beginning. God knows the end. God already knew it wasn't going to be but 300 people. But I want y'all to see that for yourself as you read along with me. And he said, I will try them for thee. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue. Listen, people, listen. God want us to answer the call. If y'all won't get nothing else out this, hey, please answer the call. If the Lord have told you to do something, don't look at the numbers. Don't look at what the bank say. Don't look at what your friends and family say. Answer the call. Because God is with you. The angel told Gideon. He said, and he called Gideon a mighty man of valor. He said, the Lord is with you. Glory to God. If God be with you, he's more than the world is against you. If God be with you, who can be against you? That's what you better grab today. Answer the call. Answer the call. Hallelujah. So he brought down the people. Wait a minute. Let's see. He said, this shall go with thee. Let me read that again. Verse 4. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone, Sister T, Sister Ruby, everyone down, if you're on the line, everyone that lacketh of the water with his tongue, God wanted him to get down there and lap as a dog lapping. Him shall thou set by himself. Now, you know these are the very people we wouldn't have chose. Am I lying, Sister Ruby? We wanted somebody to be prissy. Somebody had a napkin in their hand. Oh, wipe their mouth. Oh, no, this is too. I can't get down and lap like no dog. Oh, no, I'm above that. But the Lord said, him shall God set by himself. God is separating the wheat from the tare. He's separating the wheat from the tare. He said, all that lap like a dog, those are the ones I want you to set by themselves. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. So he said, the ones that lap like a dog, set them by themselves. And the ones that bow down on their knees, the little prissy ones, they're too cute. They don't want to get their fingernails dirty, or they don't want to scarf their beautiful legs where they just shaved, you know, all the hair off their legs. Oh, no, I'm not getting out. I can't do that. Well, let me tell you. Verse 6 says, and the number of them that laughed, listen, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. Those were the ones that lapped like a dog. And those were the ones that God had given strength to. Those were the mighty men of valor, not the ones that was bowing on their knees, not them other 22,000 he had. He said 300 of those men lapped like a dog. He said, those are the ones. Don't believe it because Sister Adrian said, believe it because it's here in the Word. It's written in black and white in God's holy Word. In Judges chapter 7, we read a little bit in 6, now we're in 7. And I'm going to close on out in a minute because guess what? It's so much to this lesson. Hey, and I can't get it all done in this segment. Hallelujah. But God knows what he's doing. He knows who he's trying to speak to today because God wants somebody to answer the call. He said, and the number of them, I got to read this again. Number 6, because this is the most important verse. Verses 4 through 6 is the most important verses, and this is the gist of this whole story, how God delivered Israel out of the hands of the Midianites that they were under stronghold with for 7 years. Verse 6, and the number of them that laughed again, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. Oh, God, I thank you for this word today. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men, I'm a saved Israelite, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand. And let all those other folks go. Let all the other people go, every man unto his place. Those other ones that kneel down, those that bow down upon their knees to pray, let them go. He said, I got 300 that haven't bowed. I got 300 that have lapped like a dog. Those are the ones that's going to drive out the Midianites. Those are the ones that's going to destroy the Midianites before you this very day because the Lord has sent the angel to speak it. Then the Lord himself came now. Remember, the angel left. The angel left and departed. Then God began to talk to Gideon and gave Gideon instruction because the angel had departed. Don't let God's angel depart from your house. Don't let God's angel depart from your life. Answer the call. When the angel comes, it's for a specific purpose. It's for a specific intent. Hallelujah. When God sent an angel to minister to you, you better answer. Answer the call. Is there anything too hard for God? Out of 32,000 men Gideon had with him, only 300. That's like a 10%. 10%, no, 1%. 300 men. 32,000. If it was 3,200, then it would have been 10%. But this was 32,000 men Gideon had with him. Out of those 32, only 300 God wanted to use. Listen, people, the Bible said one can chase a thousand. Hallelujah. And two can put 10,000 to a flight. Is it two people out there today ready to answer the call? Is it just two people out there ready to answer the call? Is it just 300 out there ready to lap like a dog? What would you do to get God to be there for you in every situation, in every test, in every trial, in every financial setback? What are you willing to do to get favor with God? We're asking a question, is there anything too hard for God? It's not too hard for God, but it's hard for us. See, we got to let some folks out of our life. Some people come in our lives for seasons. You got to let them go. God told Gideon, let them go back to their tents. Let them go. You got too many with you, Gideon. You don't need all these folks. Because guess what? If I be with you, I'm more than the world is against you. In other words, God said, I'm going to use these 300 because they left like a dog. They did what I asked of them. They did what I was requiring of them. I don't need all of these folks to show up. I'm God all by myself. I don't need no help. I don't need nobody to counsel with me. I don't need nobody to give me no advice. I don't need nobody to open up doors. I am the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man would like to come in, knock, knock, knock. The young lady said a couple of weeks ago, behold, I'm here. Knock, knock, knock. I can take care of all of your cares. Knock, knock, knock. I can take you from the pit to the path. Knock, knock, knock. I'm there for you. But you got to answer the call. When you hear the knock, you got to answer. Gideon heard the knock. But what I love about Gideon proved God. He just didn't step out because of something he thought in his own mind. He proved God. He said, Lord, I'm going to put a fleece out. Hallelujah. And before he did that, he proved God again. He said, Lord, if this is you, show me a sign. I need a sign. See, we got to do that before we fall into traps, before we allow the enemy to come in and overtake us. Seek God, people. Answer the call. Seek God. He'll never fail you. He said, behold, I'll be with you to the end of the earth. He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, I'll be with you. Let me finish this. We're going to read a few more of them, then we're done. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, hey, glory to God. Said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that left, will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go every man unto his place. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all of the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained. What you mean retained? He kept those 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thy hand. The Lord told him when to go. Hallelujah. Gideon followed the instructions. See, when you follow this manual, this blueprint, the Bible, this is our blueprint. This is our manual. Hallelujah. If we follow this, we won't go wrong. We won't go wrong. He said, go down, get the hope. He said, I have delivered into thy hands. But if thou fear to go down with, he said, well, if you fear to go down, go with you are. Thy servant down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say. He said, and if you fear, guess what? Take your servant down with you, and I'm going to let you hear what they say. And afterwards shall thy hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down. So he wasn't ready, but he went with his servant as the Lord said. And he went with Pharaoh, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along the valley like grasshoppers, for multitude. And the camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside, for multitude. They had a multitude. So the Midian was big and large in number. But God can do anything. I'm asking, is there anything too hard for God? And when Gideon was come, we had 13, chapter 7, verse 13. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream. We're going to skip that. We're going to skip that one, because that was giving Gideon also some courage and some confidence to know that God was with him. But let's drop down to verse 15. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof that he worshipped and returned unto the host. See, they told him about that dream. And he said, arise. Now read them other three or four verses for yourself. For time's sake, we're skipping a little bit. For the Lord had delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into three companies. And he put a trumpet in every man's hand. Look at God. With empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. In other words, whatever I do, you follow me. Take the lead from me, because God has given me the instruction and God is showing me how to do this thing, because we're going to win this battle. Okay? Glory to God. When you answer the call, you will win the battle, because remember, the battle ain't yours anyhow. The battle belongs to the Lord. When I blow with the trumpet, Gideon said, we had 18, and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpet also on every side of all the camp and states, and say, the sword of the Lord, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. You know what happened? Let me tell you what happened. When Gideon, God gave Gideon those instructions on what to do about those trumpets, when they start blowing the trumpets, the Midianites thought they had 50 or 100,000 people with them, but they only had 300 men. But God used them trumpets. Sister Ruby, God used the blowing of the trumpets to scare the enemy. Y'all better watch God. God ain't no fool. Do you think God is ignorant? Do you think he is a dummy? God is a smart man. He created man out of the dust. All creation, everything that was created by God. Do you think we serve a dumb, ignorant, stupid God that don't know what he's doing? Oh, God, I tell you, he's telling us to answer the call today, people. Hallelujah. And Gideon told them when they began to blow the trumpets, hallelujah, and break the pitchers that was in their hand, and the three, we're at 20, and the three companies blew the trumpets and break the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hand. The Midianites was afraid. They didn't know. They said, wow, what done happened? They done gathered up a whole army. 300 men, that's all God needed. And the trumpets in their right hands to blow with them. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. And all the host reigned. Yes, sir. The host of the Midian, they reigned and cried and slay it. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the hosts. And the hosts fled. The Bible ain't even saying they had to fight that much. When they blew them trumpets and they heard all them trumpets blow, they thought, in their minds, they already thought they were defeated. And that's where everything is created, people of God. It's created in our minds. We have to answer the call. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali and out of Asher and out of all Manasseh and pursued after the Midianites. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all Mount Ephraim saying, come now against the Midianites and take before them the water unto Bet-Baal and Jordan. Then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and took the waters unto Beth-Barah and Jordan. Okay? That's the end of the story about how God defeated them. Now it went on a little bit further, and you got to go on into 8 and 9, that Gideon, I failed to mention to you or as you to continue to read about what happened in the life of Gideon, how Gideon had 70 sons was born to Gideon. 70 means 70. 70 is 20 years. 70 is 60. Plus 10 equals 70. Gideon had 70 sons. And then he had a son out from one of the concubines that was made king, Abimelech. And Abimelech was wicked and evil, and he killed 70. He killed all Gideon's sons. Those were his half-brothers. He killed them all to take over, to sit on the king, to be the judge. He wanted to be a judge. Hallelujah. And killed Jerubbaal's son. 70 of his sons. Now you got to read and go into chapter 8 and go into chapter 9, and you'll read about some of that stuff and how Gideon died. But Gideon answered the call. One thing about God, in my closing, when you answer God's call, God will be with you. He will be with you. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what people say it is. It doesn't matter. God has the final say over our lives. Is anything too hard for the Lord? The Lord told me to go to this today, to read to you all a little bit today, and I tried to stay as calm as I can, but, you know, I'm a very animated person, and, you know, I don't sit in one spot. I have to move because, you know, when this word gets the bubbling up on the inside, hallelujah. And as I read this story again this morning, I have read this story several times, many times, but every time you read these stories, they're not just stories. They're acts that the Lord God performed. When you begin to read about what God has done for his people, you begin to get encouraged. You begin to become inspired. You begin to be empowered to know if God did it for them, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He don't change. So if he did it for them, Gideon answered the call. If God has a calling on your life, and you answer that call, God will be there for you. Is there anything too hard, for God? Is there anything too hard for God? If God can take 300 men that left like a dog to defeat a big and mighty and strong army, we don't know. The Bible didn't tell us how many soldiers was in the Midianites' army, but we know there were many. Because guess what? They had oppressed Israel for 7 years. The Israelites was in the hands of the Midianites. So they had to be a strong and mighty army. Oh, when God stepped in, I don't care how strong and mighty the test may be. Just know If God be with you, he's more than the world is against you. If God be for you, who can stand against you? God is with us, people of God. All he wants us to do is answer the call. Sister Ruby taught so eloquently on yesterday and took us from Genesis, and then she went on over to Matthew, and she told the story. And she called and she said, this is a Bible. This is a study of the word, study of the word. And you know what? I knew God had to say that to her, because the day it was study of the word, study of the word. I wasn't feeling real good. I had I won't say a slight headache. It was a headache. And as I began to get up and study a little bit, I didn't know my phone was off. I mean, the ringer was off. Did not know it. And it was of God. I look at it now because he wanted me to get in this word. He wanted me to speak this word to encourage somebody today where they can answer the call and they can know that there's nothing too hard for God. Back into your hands, Sister Ruby. God bless you all.
Oh, praise the Lord, Francis. I just got in a minute, but it was a blessing, and it's so anointing, but my computer shut off, so I think I'm going to have to shut it down, but that won't shut down the broadcast, and then I have to bring it back up because the phone is on.
No, all you have to do is, Sister Ruby, all you have to do is click it back on and go back into the studio, and we still should be up. Don't hang
up. But it won't go on. The orange light is off on the computer, and the yellow light is on the box. So I'm going to have to shut it down and bring it back up. But you'll still be on the line. Is that correct?
Don't hang up your phone. Don't hang up your phone.
Okay.
And those of you that's on the line, do not hang up. She's going to bring the studio back up. Amen.
Okay, let's see.
Amen, amen. This word, the Bible say, the word will not go out and return unto him void. It'll accomplish.
Okay, it looks like there's nobody on. This might not. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, who's on? Okay. I just got, praise the Lord, 956-4513 and your phone number. Is anybody else out there on the line today? Oh, they can't hear me no way.
You have to go back in and open it up again, Sister Ruby.
I'm open it. I hit the button and it came on, and
the studio is up.
Uh huh.
Okay, if the studio is up,
The studio is up, and the switchboard one caller, and that's you.
Okay, well, that's fine. Then if there's nobody else on the line, then we don't have to open up the lines and what have you. I pray that someone was listening and listening live on the internet, and that someone will go back into the archives and listen to this word. Because guess what? I already know God's word will not go out and return unto him void. It will accomplish that which he has sent it to do. Now,
amen.
can you exit out, Sister Ruby? Because sometimes it could have been in sleep mode. Don't close out the broadcast. Can you go back into the where the login, where schedule episode?
Oh, I got to put in episode, and then it'll come up, right?
Yeah, you know where you go to the right of the screen, schedule episode.
Say in episode. Click that.
No, don't end it.
Okay, where you want me to go?
You know where you go and click in studio?
Oh, okay, up here where your picture's at.
Yeah, go to schedule episode.
Oh, it's not moving.
It's not moving.
Where your picture's at, you know, the arrow. I clicked on it. It's not moving.
It's not moving. See, it could be in a frozen mode. That's why I was telling you to click. Don't end the episode. Stay on the line and just shut down that and open it back up.
Okay, hold on a minute. As long as I don't hang up the phone, right?
Right,
okay.
Don't hang up the phone. Exactly.
I'm sorry about this, listeners.
That's okay.
Because I wasn't
We're
here.
We're just trying to see if any more is on the line.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to do it now. Let's see. Okay, here we go. I'm going to your picture. Let's see. Studio. Let's do it again.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless
thank
you. We bless you. We thank you for what our ears have heard today, God. We're asking you to bless us. Hallelujah. Let us be doers of the word and not just hearers. Lord God, you gave us this message today. We went to Judges chapter 6 and chapter 7, and we read some verses from those particular chapters. And I tell you, this was a mighty lesson talking about Gideon and how God had Gideon to destroy the Midianites and bring Israel again out of captivity. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, we thank you for this word. Hallelujah. We give you glory and we give you praise. We bless you. We appreciate you, Lord. For there's none like you. There's none like you, Lord. In all the earth, there's none like you. Hallelujah. We bless you for Sister Ruby, manning the switchboard on today. Lord God, you know everything. You know everything that this day would be called. Hallelujah. You know everything that each and every one of us would do on today. So we give you glory and we give you praise. We ask that you continue to follow us throughout the week. Tomorrow, Minister Michael Lewis will be on ministering for us. And Thursday, Mother Mildred Richards will be on. And Friday, Provoke Fridays, Pastor Hamilton will be back with us. Continue to pray for him and his family, that the Lord will continue to strengthen them in their hour of bereavement, and also that God would give him a safe trip back home to Houston. We bless you and we praise you and we magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for the lesson on today and also for the subtopic. Answer the call. God, we bless you. Answer the call. Is there anything too hard for God? Amen. Sister Ruby, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Jesus. I opened it up again and went down, and it went around in circles, but only two numbers still are coming up.
Okay.
I shut it
all
down.
Right,
and
we...
It must
okay,
be.
Okay, well, that's good.
It's probably frozen, but
frozen, but we okay. We did what God has assigned for us to do today, Ruby. So, Sister Ruby, so we blessed in that. So, you have any comments or anything you'd like to say to the people? Go for it.
Yes, I thank the Lord for the what I heard. My ears have heard. I came in about 2:10, 2:15, and it was just such a blessing. And I just thank Jesus Christ Almighty, because he comes and he directs this broadcast. Because yesterday I went on and I was over all weekend. I told Evangelist Bernard, well, I'll go on Monday. And then I said Tuesday. And then I said, oh, no, I'll go on Monday. Did you get anybody to go on Monday? She said, no. I said, well, I'll take Monday. But all the time I was studying, came out the Bible, 66 books,
yes.
The Holy Bible.
Yes.
And kept going on about teaching the word of God to study. And I felt so, because it was so much reading and information, and I said, oh, my goodness, Lord. But then it was of the Lord, because the day he gave Evangelist Bernard the same thing, study this word.
Yeah.
So I said, Lord, And it was God, and I say, Lord, but I didn't think that yesterday, because I felt sort of, oh, Lord, I know he said it to me, but after I done, I said, oh, Lord, is this me? Oh, Lord, you know, I've been on forever, you know. And I said, yeah, that's what I felt, you know. I said, oh, Lord, I've been on forever, and I didn't feel good, but I say, I give God the glory. Jesus Christ to praise, because the word didn't drop by the wayside. It was him all the time, because he instructed you And you really brought that word, Evangelist Bernard. You really preached. And I say, Lord, I thank you. And it made my heart feel better because I was walking around there. Oh, Lord, was it me in the flesh?
Oh, you did good, Sister Ruby.
But
it was God.
I felt like
anything
it was me.
Anything of God will come to pass.
Yes, but that's so I thank him because he done it. But you, I mean, the little bit I came in and heard, because I had to go out and the computer shut down while I was gone. Normally, it'll shut down sometimes. I said, oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know.
Right.
And you were preaching. I mean, I'm saying, and when you close out, I sure didn't want to tell you about no frozen this and frozen that, but God knows all. I thank you, Evangelist Bernard. It's just a blessing to hear about judges, and is anything too hard for God? The call. The call. Two or three is gathered, and he will be there. Isn't that? I say, Lord, I thank you. Woo, that's a word for me. And everybody out there listening, or is it frozen? It's a word for you, too, because the Lord wants us to by faith. Hallelujah, I believe.
Oh, God.
And you preached it and taught it today, Evangelist Bernard.
And I did. You know what, Sister Ruben? That's why, I'm not one that always say the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. But I knew the Lord gave you that even on yesterday. And as I did not have the confirmed speaker today and I had to go forth, and the Lord said, study of the word. Like Sister Ruben said, study the word. We haven't. Study of the word. Did you call it study of the word?
Yes, study of the word.
Study the word.
Study the word.
Study the word. And this morning, yesterday I hadn't got the confirmation for the speaker today, and this morning I had the little slight headache, like I said, and the Lord said, well, you have to go for it. And he told me. He said, I wanted you to talk about Gideon today, answering the call. The Lord said that. He said, study the word. He said, Sister Ruby said she needed 2 days, but this is the second day. I just got you doing study the word today.
Okay.
Did you hear me? God gave you that, Sister Ruby.
I thank God.
God gave you that, and that was really the moral of the story on today. If God gave you something, and God instructed you to do something and told you something, you stand on what God said. I don't care. It might sound silly to somebody. It might sound off to somebody. But if you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God said it, Sister Ruby, you can take it to your grave. You can take it to your grave when God says something.
When he
says it. I'm telling you. And the day to show you that God was dealing with you to do this study of the word, he had me to come back today, and he specifically told me, I didn't want to go to no Gideon. I said, Lord, what is this? I said, this is a lot of reading. You know, I don't like to do a lot of reading. I don't like to do a whole lot of reading on the line, because sometimes you lose people with a lot of reading. And I didn't do much, but I had to read for them to get the gist, just like you did on yesterday, Sister Ruby, for them to get the moral of what the story is about and what God is speaking. See, God is speaking, and these are just not stories. These are actual things, occurrences that happen. And God acted and moved on his people's behalf. This ain't no little story you tell in Sunday school about Samson and Goliath. Samson's story and David and Goliath, those were actual occurrences that happened.
Yes.
And God gave these men of God victories. Now, they sound like little cartoonish stories, or they sound fictional, but they're not fictional. They're not fiction. Because this is stuff that really happened. This occurred in the Bible. And the Lord wanted us to know that today, that he wanted us to answer the call. And when we answer the call, then we can answer the question, is there anything too hard for God? See, we can answer that question unless we answer the call.
Hallelujah.
Do you know we can't answer that? If we never answer the call that God has on our lives. And let me just go right quickly here, because we ain't got no, we don't have anybody that we have to open the line. So let me go right here to Matthew chapter 22. But let's go to 20 and 16.
Matthew 20 and 16 says,
so the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. And the same thing in Matthew 22 and 14, the Lord says, this is Jesus talking, for many are called, but few are chosen.
Uh-huh.
Answer the call. Gideon was chosen. He was called and he was chosen. Chosen to be the one that delivered the children of Israelite. Ooh. The children of Israel out of the hands of the Midianites. Okay? God knows what he's doing, people. God don't need us to help him.
Amen.
All he wants us to do is to be obedient and follow his instructions.
Hallelujah.
Follow his instructions.
Ooh,
when the
hallelujah.
People blew the trumpet, Sister Ruby, when the people blew the trumpet, they said the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So they gave Gideon, and later on they gave Gideon a little props
for
being obedient to God, because he did what God said, instructed him to do. When you do what God instructed you to do, guess what? Somebody going to remember you.
Amen.
And if they don't remember you, God always remember. Because God remembers when others forget.
Hallelujah.
In my closing, I love you all. We appreciate you all. I don't know everything what's going on in people's lives. We're not in their homes, but we want to close out with prayer. I'm going to have Sister Ruby to close out with prayer, because I've carried the whole show today, and it was of God. And we certainly thank God for what he gave Sister Ruby, study the word. So on Mondays and Tuesdays, we can have study of the word. People are still going to come on. They're still going to come on and preach and teach, but we're just going to designate that as study the word. Study
Amen.
The word. It still is a time of reflection. And even in studying the word, we're still reflecting on God's goodness.
Amen.
Amen. Study the word. That's what God says. Study to show thyself approved. A workman that
needeth
to
God. Study
to
show thyself approved unto God.
Approved unto God. Amen.
To God, not your pastor, not your father, not your mother. To God.
All right, go ahead. Tag team in the day. Go ahead, Sister Ruby, preach.
Oh, no, you know how for me, when I was reading all that, it seemed like the word got alive. It came up off the pages in my heart.
It came alive.
Glory. I said, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Ooh, it's such a blessing how he anointed the way Jesus Christ operates with his people and his holy word. So, Lord, we just thank you this afternoon. Evangelist Bernard had to go forth, but you know you have what you have put in her. Hallelujah, and it all worked out. I didn't want to go and tell her about the computer down, but that's so forth to move the anointing or whatever, but it's still there. We just thank you and praise you that you think so much and love us so much that you will send a rhema word each and every time. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for all the members, all the saints that have been on the line, all of them in the chat room, all of them Facebook, wherever. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, that they heard the word and they received it, because you said your word will go out and it shall not go void. It shall accomplish what it set out to do. So, Lord, we thank you today for the subtitle, the call. Are you called? Hallelujah. Jesus, you gave her this message and the anointing with it today.
Hallelujah.
I mean, it's always anointing, but this like come up off the pages of your holy book.
Glory.
We thank you and we praise you that you're so mindful of your people and the ones on this broadcast, your royal family of baptized believers in Jesus Christ and your precious people out there that you love, because you said all souls are yours, say the Lord. So we just thank you and we praise you for our founder and host, Evangelist Agent Bernard. Lord Jesus, you have equipped her. She have waited until you have given her this ministry, but it came 4 or 5 years later. But whatever you say, and you gave it to us, like your words say, if you said it, you will do it. It shall come to pass. Not can, what, how, but it shall come to pass. And we're standing on the words that you have given her, the vision for this broadcast. And we've been on here all going on 19 months, and you have not failed us nay day. If anybody, we have not wanted to learn ourselves, it was us in the stoppage of what great things you had to do. You had to teach us. You had to give us. You had to tell us about how this works by faith and by love. Hallelujah, and by repenting that you call, you hear when your people call. When you have a standard, and we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for your. We praise you for each and every soul and pastor and bishop and teachers and preachers that you have brought on this line to minister to your royal family. We thank you and we praise you and we love you. And I so much for the words that you have put in Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah. She's faithful. You know she's faithful to this ministry that you have given her and this broadcast. And you have given us a witness tool over this way. Hallelujah. We don't know where the word going to land. It's going to leave the United States and go to Iraq. It goes to Asia. Goes to the Philippines, wherever it go, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for the opportunity that you have allowed us to come on and be a part of this great ministry that you have established. We love you and we praise you and we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
God.
Amen. We still in limbo about the citywide crusade. So, hey, whatever God's will is, we're going to let it be done. If it's not, we're going to move on and wait till another time. Amen. God bless you all. We love you with the love of God.
God bless you, Evangelist Up and All. This was a blessing. We're going to get Juanita Byman. God is here. Let's hope it plays. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Bernard, did you want to have anything else to say? Okay, God bless. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. God bless.
God bless you.